Well, good morning, everyone. This is Executive National Vice President Diane Parchee. I'm hosting the call for Donna Johnson this morning while she is in our Green Bay getaway, our I Have Decided weekend. It's been amazing. If you're not in the audience and listening to this on the recording, you need to be here next year, area manager above. It has been an amazing weekend of training, emotion, motivation, just so inspiring. And so I just stepped out. Actually, Val Darien is sharing vision on the stage right at this moment. So I get the honor of introducing our guest speaker this morning, and I am just honored to share a little bit about Richard Brooks. He's actually one of my favorite speakers. I've actually seen him speak at some of our industry network marketing events, and I don't know if he remembers meeting me, but we actually have a little bit of history. My former, before Arvon, I was actually in outside sales, and I actually came into the Foster Farms plant there in Turlock, California, where he used to work many moons ago. But anyway, he is a 40-year veteran of network marketing and owns Bliss Business Network Marketing, and he works this business with his wife, Kimmy, who's just so darling. And if you haven't seen the two of them on Facebook, they're pretty fun to follow as well. And he just helps tens of thousands of network marketers leave their profession a better place. And I just love using his book, The 4-Year Career. We actually have a private edition with Arvon. The first few chapters are just Reader's Digest, wonderful, easy read for great book for prospecting, sharing about network marketing. And then the last few chapters are some of our fabulous leaders with Arvon. So I'm sure he'll close with how we can get that. But without further ado, I'm just going to sit back and listen. And thank you so much for being on the call for Donna this morning. So Richard Brooks, take it away.
Thank you, Diane. And thank you, Donna, for inviting me on the call. I actually was just browsing Facebook a little bit this morning, and I caught a little Dana Collins post with some live footage from the event there in Green Bay. I've never been to the event, but sounds like it's growing every year and really incredible place. So what Donna asked me to talk about this morning is the 4-year career, and I'll give you a little history on it and how some people use it and how and why you might use it. I just want to acknowledge first my long history and friendship with Dana Collins and Donna Johnson and Arvon. Great company, great leaders. We have been friends for, I don't know, 15 or 20 years, and I'm just very inspired by what these ladies have done to build Arvon through thick and thin. You know, it's easy to build when things are going great. You can, you know, reflect back or promote, oh, last year was bigger than the year before, and, you know, we're growing, and this is happening, and that's happening. But these ladies have built through times that were not so easy to promote, and that's just incredible leadership and vision to make that happen. So hats off to all of you leaders in Arvon that have stuck it out and resurrected that company into the beautiful thing that it is today. So let me talk about the 4-year career. Usually I'd like to have some kind of a Q&A format, but we don't really have time for that this morning. So I'm just going to tell you a couple of stories and tell you how you might use the book. And maybe at the end, if there's time for a couple of questions, we can open up the lines and do that. Maybe there's too many people for it. I wrote the book, The 4-Year Career, you know, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, but I created the concept, over 30 years ago. And the idea basically came from, I didn't go to college, and I often thought about what my life would have been like had I gone to college. And so I've always been sort of fascinated with the college process and, you know, how much money people spend going to college and how much time they spend. And then when they get out, you know, what do they really have? And I'm not a detractor of a college education at all. I think if given the chance, everybody ought to get 4 years of great education and great connections under their belt at the best education facility they can get. But I created the concept of the four-year career just really thinking about, and then I went to the extent of interviewing a bunch of Drake University. I lived in Des Moines, Iowa. And so I went down, this was like 1979, 1980, I went down and interviewed for a week or two a whole bunch of marketing graduates from Drake University. And I put them through a whole bunch of questions about, you know, how much money did this freshman year cost you or cost your parents or cost the university, whoever funded it? But more importantly, how many hours are you spending as a freshman? How many hours are you spending studying? How many hours are you spending in class? And then same thing for sophomore, same thing for junior, same thing for senior, and added up all those hours, added up the expense. And then one of the key questions I asked, these were seniors that I was interviewing, is how much do you expect to earn your fifth year when you graduate? You know, what kind of job do you expect to get? And, you know, this was 1980. The answer was something like $35,000, and I'm sure it would be, you know, twice that today. But what I was passionate about is I really understood by that time the business model of network marketing and understood, my gosh, if somebody would just spend 5 or 10 hours a week, and of course, you know, these kids were spending 5 or 10 hours a day, you know, setting aside some time for drinking, they were spending a lot of time in the pursuit of a $35,000 a year job, which of course they could get canned at any time, that's if they got a job. So I wasn't, the whole idea behind the four-year career wasn't to replace college, but to what I proposed to these Drake graduates is, what if you could graduate with a residual income of $35,000 a year? And then what I was fascinated about, one of my sort of fascinations in life, is where we choose to live. And I think it was it Carol who came on early and said she lives in Memphis, and maybe that wasn't her choice to live in Memphis. And so one of the things I've always been fascinated with is, if we started life, whether it's when we graduated college or we just sort of started off in life, if we had a residual income of, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, imagine the choices that we would make that would be different. You know, that, you know, we maybe wouldn't just take this job. Maybe we wouldn't end up in a particular town. I think, you know, it would be fascinating to track how lives would be totally different. So I just sort of pitched this idea to these Drake seniors about, you know, how cool it would be. And, you know, we could actually get that going in the first, you know, their last year. And anyway, I didn't get any of them in the business. But I used that concept, the model, to show people about, you know, the power of residual income, the freedom, the decision-making, the adventure that life becomes when you don't have to make every decision about money. And then, when I actually got serious about the four-year career in terms of, like, putting it into a PowerPoint and using it extensively in presentations and then ultimately writing the book, is when I realized, after sponsoring hundreds and hundreds of people, but more importantly, you know, prospecting and presenting to thousands and thousands of people. I mean, my routine as a distributor is I would drive into a city, do an opportunity meeting that night, but during the day in front of the opportunity meeting, I would sit in a coffee shop and I would have a different prospect come and sit down with me every hour. These weren't all my prospects. They were people's prospects. And, you know, I might present to 8 or 10 people the day before the opportunity meeting or the day of the opportunity meeting, then do the opportunity meeting. Then the next day I'd sit in the same coffee shop and one person after another. And I did that for years and I presented to thousands of people. And here's what I learned about prospects and their view on network marketing. You can get a funny view of this by going to Bliss Business and watching any of the three episodes of Super MLM Man. And that's when I dress up as Superman, which I only did to entertain myself so I wouldn't just be bored to death wandering the streets interviewing people, and to perhaps disarm them a little bit. But I went out on the streets in Super MLM Man, and I interviewed people about what they thought about, what they knew about, and what they thought about network marketing or multi-level marketing or direct sales or party plan or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, I thought I had a pretty good grasp on what people thought until I went on the streets, not to prospect people, but to interview them, kind of like Jay Leno would do. And I was just shocked at how ignorant people are about our business model and still how biased they are against it. And so here's what I found. You know, I found this out two different ways. Super MLM Man educated me quite a bit, but I also got it from prospecting thousands of people, is that, you know, sometimes people object to our products if, you know, it's just not a product that interests them. You know, I imagine if you prospected a, you know, big burly truck driver and you said, hey, I want to tell you about Arbonne products, they probably said, I'm not interested in that. So sometimes people are not interested in our products. And it's certainly, you know, people are probably lying, but there's probably some rare occasions where people are really not interested in more money. But if you think about it, most of the time, what keeps people out of our profession is not our products or not the fact that we're offering an opportunity to earn some money. And it's not even that what we're doing takes time, even though that's a common objection. I don't have time to do this. Well, of course they don't have time. How many people are you prospecting that are sitting around with 2 or 3 hours a day and absolutely nothing to do? You know, they're just staring at the walls because they have nothing to do. And they're like, oh, I wish I had something to do. That's not the case with anybody. It's not the case with any of you that got an Arbonne. People say they're too busy because they're already got everything filled up. They got all the time slots filled up. And so, you know, too busy just means you haven't inspired me to change my priorities. It's inspired me to change my priorities, and I'm still too busy, but I'm going to add Arbonne to the mix. What I found is it wasn't that people didn't have money. It wasn't that people didn't have time. It wasn't that they didn't like to sell, because those people, you know, if you let them, they'll sell you on what they don't like to sell. You know, and I would just love to tell people that. So, you don't like to sell. No, I hate selling. So you're just not any good. No, I'm not any good at selling at all. So you just don't like talking to people about, no, I hate it. Well, I'm almost convinced. Keep selling me. We sell anything that we're passionate about. And you all know if you get somebody to use Arbonne products for a month and they experience what you all have experienced, they're going to be selling that product whether they get paid for it or not. They're going to be telling people about it. So I found that it wasn't any of those things that kept people out of the business. And, you know, initially, the first few years, it was probably me that kept them out of the business because I wasn't very interesting to be around. I was kind of a Neanderthal when it came to recruiting and listening and talking to people. I, you know, did a lot of talking, not a lot of listening, and didn't ask the kind of questions that create trust and relationship. I asked manipulative questions like, do you keep your income options open? And so, but once I got so that I was not the problem, I learned that time isn't the problem, selling isn't the problem, having the money to get started isn't the problem. What I learned is the problem is people don't see themselves very often. Some, you know, there's of course exceptions, and maybe all of you on the call are exceptions, but people just don't see themselves doing what we do. And a big part of it is if you ask them to explain it to you. So once they understand, oh, you're like one of those companies. So, you know, maybe they understand, oh, you're like Mary Kay or Amway or Herbalife or Nu Skin, or Stella and Dot or 31 Gifts or Sensi or whatever company, Tupperware, whatever company they associate with our business model, that's how they think it's done. And so if you would have somebody, you know, sketch out for you, you know, okay, tell me, how does this work? I mean, go watch Super MLM, man. It'll blow your mind what people think we are. I mean, I had people on the street tell me, oh, yeah, I understand all about that. Well, give me some examples of companies. And they would say, you know, Verizon, Starbucks, Nordstrom's. They had no idea what we do. And so what I found is that when it comes to enrolling people in the income opportunity, I'm not talking about gathering customers. I'm talking about enrolling people in the income opportunity, that I just had a quantum leap in my enrolling success when I created an opportunity for people to get educated about the business model. And so I've done that, and, you know, there's a four-year career PowerPoint. There used to be a video. There'll be a video again in the future. But the reason I ended up with the book is I found that, you know, even though it's not true rationally, what's in people's DNA, because they've been just trained this way through osmosis, it's just the way their parents were raised and grandparents were raised, is if information is in a book, it's true. You can trust what's in a book. Books are about wisdom and education. Books are written by people that are loftier than we are. They're smarter. They're more credible. They come from some other place than we come from. And if there's a book about a subject, then if we'll read the book, we'll get truth and wisdom. And so, of course, you know, the book has got to be really short. So the four-year career is really short. You can read it in, you know, like an hour, maybe two at the most. And I designed it to be read in a plane flight, or, you know, over a couple of evenings if somebody's going to read themselves to sleep or read first thing in the morning. And the intention behind the way the book is laid out is it is kind of a male-oriented engineer's approach to understanding network marketing. It's not all fluff and stories and, you know, just sort of feel-good stuff. It's not designed to enroll people by how the book makes them feel. It's designed to enroll them by having them understand actually how the model works, to demystify it so that they can actually paint a picture of them doing it. And I think one of the most important things that the book does, and it spends quite a bit of time on it, is it lays out for people the fundamental breakthrough, the paradigm shift that makes network marketing quantumly more powerful than direct sales. So if you were in direct sales in, you know, a Tupperware or a Mary Kay or an Avon or something, you know, in the 1940s or 50s, you know, you got to have parties and sell product, and maybe you made a few $100 a month, and that wasn't a very exciting opportunity for people that wanted to do something big. And so in 1946, this management team in a company called California Vitamins, which was a little party plan direct selling company in California, they were trying to figure out, how can we grow this thing faster? And I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall to hear somebody throw out the idea, well, why don't we, instead of promoting people to sales manager once they've become really good salespeople and us deciding who's going to be a good sales manager, why don't we let everybody be a sales manager? Why don't we let everybody build a team? Why don't we get rid of territories and promotions and arbitrary appointments? And why don't we just create a free-for-all? And that's when somebody proposed, let's let everybody recruit. Let's let everybody, even customers, let's let brand new people start to build a sales team. And I imagine there was a lot of pushback on that. Oh, we can't do that. And, you know, 50 reasons why we can't do that. But, wow, somehow there was some magic created in the room that day because they decided to try it. And they created. What was born that day was the business model of network marketing, multi-level marketing, whatever you want to call it, where everybody gets to build a team. And what that ushered in, whether they knew it or not, was what Einstein called the eighth wonder of the world, and that's compounding. And, you know, how we apply it is we call it geometric progressions, but based, you know, in the four-year career, how we lay it out is You know, if you go out and get four salespeople, they get to also go get four salespeople or 40 or 14 or however many they can or want. But it doesn't matter how many they get. What matters is the fact that everybody gets to do it creates that compounding effect of your sales organization. And, of course, we all know getting it off the ground is, you know, getting through the inertia, getting to the point where you have a team big enough to sort of float your boat, that takes a lot of work, takes a lot of intense energy, takes persistence, takes a fantastic attitude, lots of motivation, and you got to talk to lots of people, and you got to work through the people that quit on you. But once you apply geometric progressions to get yourself, you know, 30 or 40 or 50 people on your team, maybe three or four of whom are people that you actually brought in, now what happens is you bring in this sort of, you know, part of the secret sauce of network marketing, and that is when you get 30 or 40 or 50 or maybe 100 people on your team, you're going to have some people on your team that are more motivated and more capable than you are. They're going to know more people. They're going to have more credibility. They're going to have more ambition. They're going to have more confidence. They're going to have a bigger vision. And wow, that's when the magic kicks in network marketing, is you got a team that's growing beyond your own capabilities. And that's when wealth building kicks in, when, you know, you could actually send an email to your entire team and say, you know what, I quit. And they read the email and they go, wow, that was dumb. Okay, next, here we go. And they don't care what you do. And when they don't care what you do, you've got wealth. You got residual income. And so the book is just about how all of that works. How do those numbers work? Why do they work? Why is it actually legal for all of that to happen? And, you know, it's not a book so much about how to make it happen. It's a book about understanding how the money flows and why it is an asset. You know, another big thing that I created in my career, you know, 30 years ago was teaching people that this is not just an income opportunity. You can make $5, $10, $20,000 a month doing all kinds of things. That's not what we have to offer here. We have the opportunity to create that kind of income, and you can walk away. Not that you would, but the fact that you could walk away, whether it's for a year or a month or the rest of your life, you know, you could walk away from, I don't mean like ignore Arbonne or your business. I don't mean never go to the national convention, but you could quit driving it personally and you still get paid. And once you create a business that does that, it's no longer just income. Now it's an asset. And it's about 200 times, it's worth about 200 times your monthly income. So if you're making $5,000 a month, that's a business worth $1 million. How do we know that? Because you'd have to have $1 million worth of real estate or investment equities to earn $5,000 a month in residual income. That's what those kind of assets are worth. And so if you look at the paradigm of how people go about building wealth in their life, you know, if they have extra money, which hardly anybody does, but if they do, they invest it in the stock market. It's the biggest Ponzi scheme ever invented by mankind, the stock market. I'm not saying you can't get a return there, but you got to be smart, you got to be lucky, you got to be very patient, you know, invest money and just basically ignore it for 20 years. Or you invest in real estate, which maybe is a little more safe, but certainly not. I mean, look at the wild swings in real estate. You know, I went through a three-month period about 7 years ago. I lost half my net worth, just like over 3 months, just wiped out. And still not back to where it was in real estate. And so to build wealth in those kind of modalities, you have to have extra money every month, $1,000 or $2,000 every month, and you got to be patient, you got to be smart, you got to be fortunate, and it's going to take 20 years for you to, you know, maybe become a millionaire. And you can do it in network marketing in 4 or 5 years with $1,000 or $2,000 investment and 5 or 10 hours a week. And you guys might think, well, you know, 5 or 10 hours a week, you know, that's not very much time, you know. Well, let me tell you something about 5 or 10 hours a week. If you're working your Arbonne business, actually working it 5 or 10 hours a week, you're in the top 1% of everybody in Arbonne, of everybody that's ever been in Arbonne. Take the millions of people that have been in Arbonne in the last 30 years. If you just work 5 or 10 hours a week, every week, you're in the top 1%, probably the top 0.1% of everybody who's ever joined. Your success is pretty much guaranteed. Now, you can't stare at Facebook for 5 or 10 hours a week, and you can't organize your office. You got to actually talk to people because we're in network marketing, and your network is your net worth in network marketing. Your network is your net worth. And so our job is to go after our current network, like establish it, get it on a list. There ought to be hundreds of people on that list. And, of course, they're not worth much unless you have their contact information, email, Facebook, cell phone, where they live, what they do for a living. And then, you know, maybe you got 300 or 400 people on your list. Go through those people. If you treat them right, folks, the people who tell you no are your best prospects 6 months or a year from now. So you don't have to be adding to your list every day for the rest of your life. If you treat the people who tell you no with respect and honor and not argue with them and not make them wrong, but trust that they know what's best for their life, not you. You can tell them your stories. You can tell them what you're doing, but you got to respect them making their own decisions. And you got to trust the fact that 90% of the people in network marketing said no probably 4 or 5 times before they got in. And so, you know, what it's all about, that 5 or 10 hours a week, is building that network, keep building it, and then talking to people in a way where they leave the conversation going, you know what? That sounds interesting, or it's not for me right now, but boy, if she called me again, I mean, they don't think this necessarily, but if you do call them again 6 months from now, they don't hang up on you. Like, they listen again. That's what our business is all about. If you just trust that process and work 5 or 10 hours a week and give it 4 years, I promise you, you're gonna have a phenomenal future. And I could, of course, go into how to use the book, but that's all on video. If you go to Bliss Business and look for the 4-year career videos, you'll find exactly how to use the book. What I would just suggest you think about doing is, you know, maybe getting 10 books. If you buy 10 books, you get them for $5 a piece. That's $50 invested in 10 books, and just recycle those books. And what you'll learn on the videos how to do is just very simply carry a book with you. And when you get in a conversation with somebody and the opportunity for money comes up, just pull the book out and tell them, you know, Diane, I'm reading this book right now, and it's teaching me this. Maybe it's teaching you how to make $500 a month. Maybe it's teaching you how to make $1,500 a month. Maybe it's teaching you how to retire from your job. Maybe it's teaching you how to become a millionaire. What it's teaching you really depends on who you're talking to. So you don't talk to somebody that's making $2,000 a month full-time about making $10,000 a month. We just pull that book out and tell people what you're learning from it, and then you ask this magic question. The magic question is, if that were true, would you want to read about it? Everybody I've ever asked that question to has said yes. I ask them if they'll look at the book over the next 2 days, 48 hours. If they say yes, I give them the book and I follow up. If they say maybe in a couple of weeks, I don't give it to them. It's as simple as that. Get 10 books in play, follow up on the books, pick up the ones who don't read it or read it and are not interested, and put the book back in play, and you'll add a ultra powerful aspect to bringing new people into your business. And that's 28 minutes worth, Diane.
Oh, that was great. Thank you so much. I've heard you a gazillion times, but I always love hearing you and getting a few nuggets. And it is true how easy the book is to read. It's And it's easy to hand out, and it really works well in the prospecting process. And I just appreciate your time this morning, and Donna appreciates your time, and we'll be seeing you very soon in Las Vegas in December.
Oh, at GoPro.
Yeah, GoPro.
Yeah.
So
folks,
any final words?
If you're looking for that book, folks, you can find it at blissbusiness.com. If you don't remember that, just go to richardbrook.com. Brook has an E on the end of it. There is a ton of free stuff on that site, and you can buy 4-year careers for as little as $3.50 each. If you just get them out, get them in play, they will work for you.
They will, for sure. Well, thank you so much again. Well, I'm going to head back in, and Catherine Lutz is our next speaker, so I'm excited to hear what she has to say. So thank you so much.
You're welcome,
Diane.
Have
a great day, everyone. Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.